Thank you for calling customer support. This is Viking. How may I help you today?
Yeah, hi. I called earlier today to cancel an order, subscription, whatever you want to call it. And she said I would be getting a confirmation email. I still haven't gotten anything, so I was hoping you could check that for me.
Yes,
I have
for sure.
The confirmation number of the cancellation, if that helps.
No, you're fine. What's your zip code?
17579.
Okay. First and last name?
Elizabeth, and the last name is J-U-N-G.
All right. And then verify your address for security purposes.
6 Stonington Way, Strasburg, PA, 17579.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. I see it has been canceled out for the face cream and the eye serum. So, yeah, usually this is done through a computer system. So whenever we cancel it, the computer automatically generates and sends you an email. So I don't know why you wouldn't be getting one.
I didn't get it, though. Yeah, and I didn't get one the first time either. I didn't get an order confirmation. I never got that, so I didn't even know if the order went through or not until I got it in the mail yesterday. And she told me that I would be getting the confirmation, and I don't have that either. I mean, the cancellation confirmation. You have BettyJ858@AOL.com?
Let me make sure. No, we have here Betty. BettyJ858@AOL.com. That's the one it's going to. So that's probably why you're not getting anything.
Can I give you another one? Yes. Can you
It's already sent now. So whichever one was on here, that's the one it's sent to. Once we send it, we can't redo it because it's through a computer system and automatically sends it to you.
Okay, but I never got it. So, okay.
Well, yeah, that's because you don't have the right email on file.
No, I do.
So you do have that email?
Yeah, but I didn't get anything at it.
Oh, so you've checked this one, too, and still didn't get anything at the AOL.com
either?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, like I said, I don't know. Like I said, this is the computer.
So you can't resend it?
No. If I resend it, it's not going to send you a cancellation. It's going to send it as if you're signing up. Like, it's going to say, thank you for your order. It's not going to say for a cancellation, so you don't want that.
All right. Okay. And did my credit card payment go through?
Yeah, as long as you have that cancellation number, you're fine. Yes, everything went through on your account. Yes.
Okay, and the confirmation number is KC021?
No, where did you get that from?
The lady, when I called, she said that was the confirmation number for the cancellation.
No, I'll give you the right number.
Okay, can you... Hold on a second. Let me get a pen.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay, what is the number?
The number is going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation. The number is going to be B as in Bravo. 406. B as in boy. 25624.
Okay, so it's CB406B25624, and that's the cancellation number?
That is correct, yes, for both products.
Okay. And did the payment go through? Because she said she needed a payment of $6.70.
No, everything went through on your account.
Okay. All righty. Well, hopefully it'll work out then. Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.